The Bird Show.
Is she the a-hole for doing this one thing to a guy at the gym? All right, let's get into gym etiquette.
She writes, I go to the gym to work out and decompress, and I don't see it as a place to be social. I wear large over-the-ear headphones. And I was at the gym, and I had just finished one of my sets for deadlifts when a guy walks over. This is something I'm used to, despite how much I dislike it. But he starts talking to me, and I'm able to pick up that he's flirting.
All right, so let me stop for just one second for those that don't know what a deadlift is, okay? A deadlift is an exercise in which a woman or a man is totally and completely bent over. You're working the back of your leg, so you're totally bent over, showing your ass to the entire gym, mm-hmm. Okay? So that's usually a time where a guy starts to work his way in.
She writes, I'm polite and I'm waiting for the proper moment to end the conversation. Now, keep in mind, she has those big old over-the-ear headphones on. She's doing a deadlift, like concentrating, okay? When he asks for my number, I decline. He keeps talking and going into the usual shtick of, why not? And come on.
Are you serious?
And at that point, I'm very disgusting. Uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And also annoyed because my workout timer has already gone off and it's past time for me to start my next set. So I put on my big girl pants and I tell him he's making me uncomfortable and I just want to finish my workout. Does he leave? No. He keeps talking and going on about how he didn't mean it like that and he's not a bad guy. No actual apology to be found. Now, during this entire interaction, I've had to fart. I was being polite and holding it in. I was being polite and holding it in until he left. But seeing as he's not, I think, well, I know a way to get him to leave.
Yep.
As he's still talking, I let it rip.
Yes.
It's silent, but rather smelly. It only takes about 2 seconds for him to catch a whiff, and he stops talking, and the face he makes is too much, and I have to bite my lip to stop from laughing. And that's when he gives me a look of, are you serious? And scoffs and finally leaves. And I'm left alone to finish my workout. Mm-hmm. But am I the a-hole for purposely farting in front of a guy at the gym because he wouldn't take no for an answer?
Absolutely not. If you're out in the wild, you use what you can so your aggressor goes away. A skunk, for instance.
Yeah. Mm.
When a skunk is about to be attacked, what does it do?
Sprays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's skunks. So she was just doing what she had to do to protect herself. I'm all in. All in on her.
But it is a public space. Doesn't matter. It's not only him that it's going to affect. That stuff wafts.
Do you know how
many... This is an emergency situation.
Yeah. Do you know how many protein farts I walk through in a gym on a weekly basis?
Yikes.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Y'all won't go to the bathroom?
You can't.
Nah, you got all these...
Sometimes come out in the middle of the deadlift. Oops.
Need a little extra power for that.
Abby, have you ever been approached and been made to feel uncomfortable at the gym?
No, which is how I know this girl is hot. You know what I mean? No, I look like a street rat when I go to the gym. Now, the gym that I go to now, it's not the kind of place where you can easily... it's like a class, so you can't really approach people in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But at my old gym back in Florida, I never once got approached ever. And I don't know if I should be offended by that or not because I think people are just respecting my space.
Do you ever do deadlifts and stuff like that? Like with the big barbells and like the weights at the end, the weight plates?
We do deadlifts, but it's like everybody's doing deadlifts.
No. So my theory is, though, women get approached at the gym, and guys, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, the ones I hear about who get approached and see get approached are always with, like, doing the deadlifts or stuff with the really long bar and the plates on the end.
Nah, we don't discriminate.
You don't.
You get approached regardless.
Yeah.
Sorry, right. Abby, I guess you're just not hot.
I know, I guess I'm just busted. Wasted all this money on a nose job.
I don't understand why people just don't get this. If you have headphones on, I mean, that's it. That means, like, I don't want to be disturbed at all. Don't tap me on the shoulder. Don't wave me down for no reason whatsoever. Unless my form is all jacked up and you're a trainer. That's it.
Exactly. I think the proper way to approach somebody at the gym is when they're not working out. Because if I'm in the middle of my set, don't bother me. Right. But if I'm getting up to get some water, even if I have headphones on, and that's when you want to shoot your shot, I can at least respect it because you waited until I was done.
Yeah, she's not an a-hole.
No.
Not at all.
Right, not the a-hole.
It's all good.
All right, would you guys like an update on the guy that attacked that judge who faced her again in court yesterday?
Yes!
Dude, I got to tell you, I had very mixed feelings watching this video yesterday.
What was mixed about it?
You think he should be in the Olympics instead of prison?
Did you guys see the video?
He's going to Paris, not prison! Help out your country, man.
Did you guys see the video?
Yes, yeah. Of course. Everybody saw it? The video. Yeah, okay. It was horrifying.
Not the first video, the one yesterday.
Oh, the one yesterday. Yeah, I saw that. They brought him in like Hannibal Lecter, man.
They really did. Like, he was so wrapped up. Like, he had this black kind of mask around his face, and he was just...
he can't be trusted, though.
I know, and they had his hands all, like, wrapped like he had... like cooking gloves on, and I almost felt bad for the guy because he was so wrapped up, and there were like 7 different security guys there. I know what he did by jumping over there to try to get to the judge, and he probably deserved being that wrapped up, but actually seeing a human like that, and it wasn't a movie, I did feel a certain way about it.
Well, I mean, he earned it.
Yeah. That makes me wonder if he like fought a little more after. Like, that seems very extreme, even though he did attack a judge. Makes me wonder if he continued fighting in prison or behind the scenes where they had to take extreme measures.
Probably.
All right, so the man that we're talking about, if you missed the OG video, this went viral last week. A guy was in court getting his sentence, and as the judge was sentencing him, a judge in Las Vegas, she was sentencing him, he just ran and leapt over the bench and attacked her and took her to the ground. I mean, and there was so much commentary on this video of, you know, how high he jumped, to what happened to her, to the lack of response of the bailiffs. Like, it was insanity. So she had him come back to court today to face her. This was only to face her for the OG sentencing. He's going to go back to court to face more charges for what he did to the judge, but he's not going to see her. He's going to see a different judge because I feel like that would be a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Judge Mary Kay Holthus sentenced Deobra Redden to 19 months to 4 years in prison on attempted battery charges. Now, he was originally in front of the judge in connection to a baseball bat attack on a person last year. Again, this is not related to the courtroom attack. So he rolled in. He had that cage over his face. Mm-hmm. The cooking gloves are called oven mitts, by the way.
I'm learning. I'm still learning.
You said it. And I was like, I'm going to fall that way. But some more information. So when he jumped on her, he knocked her out of her chair, slammed her head against the wall, ripped some of her hair out. 2 marshals were notified of a panic alarm. They were dispatched to the wrong courtroom.
Oh, that's why there were so many around. Okay.
That's why there was such a delay in handling the situation, because a panic alarm went off. Bailiffs were slow, yes, but the marshals got dispatched to the wrong courtroom. Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling way less sympathetic to this guy now. He hit somebody with a baseball bat? That's why he was originally in there?
Yes, okay. for battery. So he's going to go back to court to face, like, 15 new felony and misdemeanor charges related to the attack on the judge. I believe that's today. Today he goes back in front of a different judge to face the charges of attacking the first one.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like he's getting out of jail anytime soon.
I don't think so.
No.
Nope.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.